We are now going to pass it over to Danielle to talk about why and how to visualize OSM data using PM tiles.
Yay!
Hello, everyone. In this talk, we'll talk about technology that has emerged in the last 3 years called PM tiles and how it is useful to visualize OpenStreetMap data. Now, I am sure that most of you already know or at least have heard of what tiles are. They are the standard solution for modern web maps to split and serve geographic data that is too big to be simply served as a single file and in various Vim levels. Currently, the standard way to serve this data is through HTTP URLs that include information about which Vim level the map needs to render and the index of the tiles that are needed. And on the server, this can be implemented in various ways. It can be one file for each tile served statically, or it can be a server that dynamically generates each tile based on the an archive or a database with the data that it includes. But recently, in the last 3 years, a new technology has emerged to use a different type of serving. It uses a technology called HTTP range request, which is standard in all modern browsers and servers and generally clients. It is called PM tiles, and basically it creates one single archive file, which begins with some metadata that specifies where in the file the tiles are located, each tile is located. And then each client requests not the entire file, but only the part of the file they are interested in to get the tile that they need. This has some advantages. The main one is that we have only one single file instead of many files, and we don't need a special server to interpret this file. We can simply serve this data to the client, which is able to autonomously request only what they need. To be specific, for reasons that we will see later, it's actually recommended in some circumstances to add a proxy in the middle, but still this can be implemented with modern cloud serverless technologies, which still have a lot of advantages, mainly in cost and in ease of deployment and maintenance and scaling. Also, this technology can be deployed on any cloud provider because we have available the templates to create. We can upload on any of these, and we have the templates to create the proxy for any of these. On the other side, we have some advantages, disadvantages. That means that this technology is not perfect for all use cases. For example, if we have data that changes often, this is not the right technology because each time we have to update our tile archive, we need to regenerate it completely. So we can't use it if we need to update it often. Also, if we don't add a proxy in the middle, the client will need to include a plugin to be able to read this kind of tiles, unlike traditional tiles, which are standard and supported by everybody. As we will see later, including this plugin is pretty straightforward. But if you had the limitation on your supply chain or you have some legacy code that you can't update, this can be a problem. Also, if you simply need to have the simplest solution possible, this is not it. There are a lot of commercial services that simply allow you to upload somehow your data and serve automatically. But of course, this has some trade-off. For example, you have to lock in their service, unlike using PM tiles. Now, I have talked about a lot of deployment on cloud, not by chance, but because this format is designed to be cloud native and is part of a project called ProtoMaps that is centered about creating a fully free and open source stack to create cloud native tiles and maps. Beyond the PM tile specification and documentation, this project provides also the technology to the specifications to create some tile sets and to they host also these tile sets. They allow to download them and provide the style configuration to use them. So how do you build a PM tiles archive? Well, if you already have a MD tiles, MB tiles archive, this is extremely simple. You simply use the PM tiles command line interface to convert it. But of course, this is a really niche use case. Most people will need to generate the archive, the PM tiles tile set from some geographic data set. To do that, one solution is the good old library, which is able to read all, basically all standard formats, geographic formats, and supports as output for conversion the PM tiles format. However, this is discouraged. It is recommended only for extremely small data sets for performance reasons. The main way to generate PM tiles archives is through the TIPCANO project. This is another free and open source project to tool to generate tile sets based on GeoJSON or FlatGeoBuff data sets. It has really a lot of configuration customizations, starting from the minimum and maximum level that can be also calculated automatically, and all logic customizations on how to choose the side and what to include in each tile. TIPCANO includes R as out of the box, PM tiles as output format, and is the main tool used to create PM tiles archives. And it also allows to, for example, create different tile sets and join them together with an included tool. Another tool that can be used to generate PM tiles archives is Plain Tiler. This is more centered towards base maps, so not simple data sets to be shown, but full tile sets that include all the data necessary to draw a map as we know it, based on data sources like OpenStreetMap, Natural Earth, and other sources. The ProtoMaps project also provides a custom profile to generate the same base maps that can be downloaded or used from their hosted service. And it can easily be used together with the plain tile to generate them. So here is an example of a standard workflow to generate a tile set for a dataset for to extract some data that we wanted to visualize from OpenStreetMap and visualize it on top of some other base map. The first thing we need to do, of course, is download the OpenStreetMap raw data. This can be done from planet dumps or extract files. Then we need to filter it. For example, in this slide, I used the Osmium Tax Filter to extract only the railway license or railway line software specific operator. But of course, there are a lot of tools to do that. Then, depending on what you need to do, you can upload it, load it on a geographic database and do some elaboration, or you can directly convert it directly at this stage into GeoJSON or FlatGeoBuff, which are the supported formats of TIPCANO. And as a final step, we use Tippecanoe to convert this dataset into a PMTelsa archive. Once we have done that, we are ready to visualize it. To do that, of course, as the first step, we need to deploy it and make it available to be served. What you could do is simply place it on any server or cloud object storage, and it will simply work. But one important thing to keep in consideration with this type of deployment is that it allows any user to download the full PMTelsa archive. Now, depending on the size of your tile set and your use case, this could be a big problem, because if, for example, you are on a cloud platform that makes you pay on your egress bandwidth, or you want to apply some authentication or any other reason, this could be a big vulnerability. So to solve this issue, what you can do is place a proxy in the middle. And the Protomask project provides a lot of templates for all the main cloud providers, so Cloudflare, AWS, Azure, Google Cloud, to create serverless functions that can be put in the middle between the user and the object storage to, first off, allow to prevent people from downloading the full tileset, and as an added bonus, to convert these the HTTP range request calls to the PMTiles file into the typical XYZ requests that all maps are used to do. So now these obviously has a cost that is greater than simple having the object storage, but still is for a lot of use cases is much cheaper than spinning up a full server to run a custom server. Once you have deployed your tileset, you can make sure that everything is deployed correctly by using the pmtiles.io website, which allows to inspect your tileset based on the public URL, its public URL, and see what is inside it. Once you have done that, you are ready to show your data on your client. In these slides, I have put code examples for MapLibre, GLJS on the web, but what I say is applicable also on other platforms, like, for example, native libraries. If you have placed a proxy in front of your tileset that convert it to XYZ or that XY calls, then you are automatically ready to use it, because you can simply use the standard implementation of MapLibre, where you specify your tileset as a source and then use it in the layers that you need without any extra plugin. If instead you haven't placed this translating proxy in front of your tileset, then you will need to install a plugin, which for example in JavaScript is the PMTiles package, and enable it in your library. And also, when you go to specify the source of your tileset, the source URL of your tileset, you need to specify the PMTiles protocol prefix in front of it. Then you can simply use it as you would normally in one or more layers. If instead you are using a PMTiles base map, so you have all the data, so you are not trying to visualize some data on top of another base map, but you actually want to create a full map based on a PMTiles base map tileset, then like all vector tilesets, you need to have a style configuration that is compatible with your tilesets vector tile schema. For example, if you are using the tilesets, basemap tilesets that PMTiles provides, then you can download the ready-to-use style configuration directly from maps.protomaps.com by clicking Get Style.json and changing the source URL with your tileset source. And this is the end. You can find these slides already on the program site of State of the Map for this in the page for this talk. In the last slide, I have I left some useful links of resources that you can explore if you are interested in this topic and you want to explore it. Beside that, thank you for your attention.
That was awesome. Thank you so much. So, folks in the room, any questions? Are we questioning back there? Or are we just? You're talking. I'm sorry. question. All right.
Thank you. This is wonderful. Can this be opened in QGIS, PMTiles?
Yes, it can. Also, all applications and libraries based on Goodall can open it because Goodall has the integrated driver both to open and create PMTiles. So, like also GeoPandas or other libraries that are based on Goodall can open and create it.
Any questions? Yeah.
Hi, is there a file limit? Like for example, like GeoPandas, like how big, or like GeoJSON file, how big is it? Like maybe 1 gig, like what's the limit? So for the transform, the PM tiles.
You mean what's the maximum file size of? I'm not entirely sure of that, but I think that the real limit is the one for the underlying system. As far as I know, there is no hardcoded limit in the specification of the PM tiles technology.
We've got a couple questions from Venueless. So, some tile systems cannot represent the poles because they are based on Mercator. Is this an issue for you?
I must admit that I'm not entirely sure about whether PMTiles is affected by this issue. So maybe I will later check and respond in the Venueless.
Great, that's awesome when people ask a question you can't answer because you're thinking a little bit more too, yeah? All right, another question out of Venueless. Do any of the tools that generate PM tiles archives automatically simplify geometries for lower zoom levels, or is this something that still needs to be specified per tool or done as a pre-processing step? Long question, if you want to reference it.
Yes, the tools that I cited, for example, if you use Tippecanoe, it automatically handles the simplification and also based on the configuration, the customization that you pass to that command, it handles if it needs to drop some features or if it needs to keep them all based on how big, if you wanted to impose, you can impose a maximum size for each tile, and Yeah, so you can reference the Tippecanoe documentation, which has really a lot of configuration customization, so to create tilesets that suit perfectly each, well, perfectly, of course, perfection, there's nothing to this, but very well each use case.
All right, questions from the room? No questions from the room. All right. Questions on Venulus. Looks like we don't have any more questions on Venulus at the moment. So is there a question that you wish somebody had asked you about this? you don't have an answer. That's okay.
No, yeah, I don't. No.
No, that's fine. That's fine. All right, so then it's up to you. Do you want to, are you happy to end it there? Do you have any final remarks?
No, I don't.
Good?
I think it's
okay.
Good.
All right, give it up.